Nevin, you're back.
I'm back with a bang.
Glad to hear it. How are things in the old restaurant?
Well, you know, we're coming near the end of September. Yes. And what a quick month. Wow. Autumn is upon us.
It can run away with you.
Yes.
You know, and in your neck of the woods, weather-wise, you'd be coming and going, I suppose. It'd be, because you're up there now, you wouldn't know what it'd be like.
Well, you wouldn't. The weather changes up in West Cavan very quickly.
By the hour. I've been there. A birdie tells me that we're talking Indian somewhere. Is that
just two slightly different recipes. One kind of has a vegetarian twist on it, and the other one is like a chicken phyllo parcel. The other one has goat's cheese and watercress quiche, but it doesn't have to be watercress, it can be spinach, and I'll go through all that. So two very simple.
Quiche is a lovely
delicious
dish.
It is, and you know what? You can have it any time of year.
That's gorgeous.
It's delicious, you know, for lunch or for supper.
It's
or
a great, it really is, and it's a filler in it. It just does the job. It's lovely.
Yeah.
But you're using goat's cheese in this,
yeah,
I think.
We're using goat's cheese, and we'll talk about the goat's cheese in a minute. Talking about the pastry, this serves four, so it's not the biggest quiche. You can double this recipe, obviously.
Yeah.
8 ounces of plain flour, 4 ounces of butter, 1 large egg, put that all into the food processor, pinch of salt, and that's your pastry made. Just a tip for your listeners, double up this recipe and then you'll have it made and you can freeze it. This will keep for a week in your fridge, no problem. And you can freeze it for up to 3 months once you label it, once you have it made. So just that you're ahead of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So you make your pastry, you line your little kind of quiche flan. Then what you do is, when you make the pastry, I should say, let it rest in the fridge, but it's in the recipe for about 30 minutes or for about an hour, so it's easier to manage. So you preheat your oven to 200, so it's quite a hot oven, okay? And then you actually just roll out your pastry into the actual tin that you're going to use.
Okay.
And then, so I'm using an 8-inch, and it's a loose bottom tin, which is not very deep. It's about an inch in depth, so it's not a huge deep
quiche. What does bottom tin mean?
Yeah, it just the bottom comes up.
Sorry.
It's kind of like, not like a cheesecake, because that is loose too, but it's just a different one. And the fluted edges, you'll get them in most good kitchenware shops, and most people would have them, they're extant.
Indeed.
So what you do then, okay, so you line it with a little bit, I actually really like baking this with some tinfoil. Tinfoil or parchment paper, bacon beans.
Which is better?
So you bake it. I think tinfoil's easier. It doesn't rip, it stronger.
That's true. Did you try the one I told you about?
Which?
The tin foil.
The real strong one from Mary, Oh, they're great. Fantastic.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's unreal.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
It's much better.
It's twice as strong.
Very heavy. I don't know how back in the day my current wife used to, because you get it in the States, Reynolds wrap. She get it in the States. It's really heavy. I should be buying like three of them, bringing them home in the suitcase.
They're super.
You know, tin foil. I'm sure if case was open to say, what are you doing? but it's a fantastic product.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's really heavy.
And remember, there are other tin foils.
Yes.
The rest of being paid to mention this. We just happen to know that it's good.
It's strong, super strong.
Very strong.
So, Marty, you bake that blind, and that can take anything for about 15 minutes in the oven with your tin foil or your parchment paper, about that. And then while you're doing that, then just all I want you to do is just a little bit of rapeseed oil, fry off an onion. I have it finely chopped, you can slice it. A red onion would work well, but in the recipe,
we love our red onions.
We do. You put that in there, and then we're going to lightly wilt some watercress. Now, watercress, it's not the. Well, do you know what you can get? Little bags in the supermarkets with watercress and spinach. Why not use that? It's absolutely delicious.
Of course.
Full of iron, really, really healthy and really lovely even in a salad on its own. So you can just throw that in the onion at the very end. I don't want it in at the start because I just want it lightly just wilted. You're going to stir that then into 3 large eggs and milk, mix that all together. And then the goat's cheese. So there's loads, Centola goat's cheese. We have one in Belturba, Carlegie. There's loads of lovely Irish. Bluebell is a fantastic producer. He's based, on the Kerry, on the Cork, in County Cork, so he is near Limerick border, so he's fantastic. Bluebell Falls, Victor's his name, lovely, all from his own herd of goats, fabulous.
I
honestly have yet to taste a strong goat's cheese, truthfully, and this is lovely, so it is.
Really?
It's creamy, genuinely.
And you're serving it in the restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely. So cube that in, or sprinkle it in to your eggs, and then you pour this into your cooked or baked blind pastry, and then that goes back into the oven, so you need to reduce the temperature. It says that in the in the recipe, excuse me, because it's 180, it was 200, so remember that. And then that goes in for about another 20, 25 minutes. All you're doing is cooking your eggs.
Okay.
The cheese is going to melt. I'll give you a couple of variations. Some sun-dried tomatoes is delicious in this. You could use a little bit of tomato relish. You could use some grilled vegetables, peppers, courgettes. You can bulk this up with loads of stuff. So it doesn't have to be just the watercress and, as I said, the spinach, because they come in little packs.
Okay, well, that's
sounds interesting. It can be lots of things. And then just with that, just to serve it with a little bit of tomato salad. That's all with that.
Perfect.
And it's delicious. I'd always serve it at room temperature or warm, and never cold. Cold doesn't do it for me.
No, right.
No,
some people like it.
Yeah, no, I just like it. And if you want it as a full kind of meal, a baked potato is delicious with that.
That's true.
With lots of butter.
Thank you. Thank you for permission.
Good.
I'm with you on that one.
Good.
All right.
Delighted.
Off you go.
So that's one. So the other one now is quite a simple one, and it's chicken phyllo parcels. So it's this serves four. So it's one chicken breast per person. What you do is you heat a large frying pan and you get a little bit of oil in the frying pan, or you can grill it. You know the griddle pans?
Yeah.
They work really well. Heat that. You season your chicken, and just a real tip, and I know I've said it a few times, when you're cooking any meat, lamb chops, pork chops, steak, chicken breast, take them out of the fridge 20 minutes before you cook them. It relaxes the meat, brings them to room temperature. You're going to get a more succulent piece of meat.
Oh,
trust
really?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of salt and pepper. Literally, we cook that for about 4 minutes on either side, so it's not fully cooked. And then what we do is we get phyllo pastry. So it says 8 sheets of phyllo pastry. This can be as tricky as you want to be or as simple as you want to be. You cut the phyllo pastry. So it comes in a sheet, say the size of the A4 sheet, okay? You cut it in half. And then what you do is put your chicken on top of that. You brush it with some Dijon mustard, crush some garlic, a little bit of lemon zest in that, and then tarragon I've used, but tarragon's not the easiest to get, but it's great with chicken. Some fresh thyme would be beautiful, or basil,
right, okay,
which will work well with this. And then you literally make a parcel. You literally fold over the phyllo pastry. You brush it, if you want to, with a little bit of egg wash, or you can brush it with a little bit of oil. That goes back into the oven at 190, and then that's going to take about 20 minutes. So you've sealed off your chicken. You need to cool that down, because if it's hot going on top of the pastry, it's going to break your heart.
Why?
What'll
happen?
That's all in the recipe. It just
fall apart.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well said. The mustard works really well, the garlic. So it's like not like a chicken kiev, but it's like a little parcel. You know the way you crumb the chicken kiev?
Yeah.
This is done with phyllo pastry. It's a wee bit different. This would make a lovely dinner party too, if you were entertaining guests.
Yeah.
Serve that with some steamed green beans or your lovely broccoli or whatever you want to, and you bake it until it's crunchy and golden. That's the key.
That sounds beautiful.
Simple.
And again, you, one of the things I know, I don't think you tell us an awful lot about you using mustard that often.
Yes. You're right.
I love mustard. I don't use it often.
Do you have a favourite mustard?
Well, I would just use the Coleman's English mustard.
No,
that's all I use,
Yeah, yeah.
But my dad used to mix it himself. Once upon a time, you bought the powder. Do you not remember?
I've done a rib roast of beef with the mustard powder rubbed on the outside for a crust.
He used to bring the powder, and he'd have a little, tiny little silver spoon thing, and he would mix it with water and to a particular consistency.
And what would he serve that with? What would he have that with?
Well, ham and whatever. You know, that was the tradition.
Ham was a classic.
But it's funny, isn't it?
Mixing
it himself. He preferred to do that, I don't know. And he was the only one in the house at the time, there's only three of us, who used mustard.
But like, over the last few weeks, like, I've heard you talking so much about your mum with the cottage pie and the knob of butter, your dad with that. It's lovely to have those memories.
They're great memories.
They're really special.
You think
really
we're huge,
special.
The three of us.
No.
it is amazing how they stick with you. Because you talk with such great affection about your mum and
lovely to hear that.
But in the kitchen was, it's so important. The dinner was important.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Never forgot that.
I love that. Stays with you.
The old mustard.
The old mustard. My dad with the mustard. Yeah, for sure. Listen, goat's cheese and watercress quiche was the first one, the Indian summer dining, and then the chicken phyllo parcels. I love them. They're lovely, Nevin. They're both great.
Now, have you any Indian songs for me?
I hadn't thought about that. There used to be an Irish show band called The Indians.
Oh, really?
There was, yeah. Indian summer. I would think of something.
You'll come up.
Summer in September. What do you like?
I know. Isn't that mad?
It is mad,
Should we want to hold on to it as long as we can?
Well, I think you're right. Listen, safe journey home to
your
lovely family.
See you next week. You look after yourself.
You too, my friend. And a reminder again, the recipe is available Marty in the morning on the web page, and good cooking. And like we said before, send us some photos. Let's know how you're getting on with your cooking and
feedback.
And see how you're going. Absolutely, very, very important. God bless you till next time.
I love you. Don't you know much I care. Yes, beyond my comprehension. Cause I love you on the square. It's not bound by any definition. It isn't written in the stars. It's not limited by Saturn. It's not ruled by Mercury or Mars.